Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to the Winning Every Day podcast, where we draw strength, wisdom, and encouragement from God's word to power through our day and walk in victory. Every single day. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Wherever you are, driving to work, getting ready for the day, or just catching a quiet moment, thank you for joining me. Today's devotional is a powerful one. It's a message that will inspire you to keep pressing, to stay faithful, and to live with eternity in view. Our topic today is finishing well, and our Bible text today is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Paul wasn't boasting here, he was testifying. After a life filled with trials, triumphs, persecution, and purpose, he could boldly say, I finished well. And beloved, that's God's desire for you too, that you not only begin well, but end well. Let me share a true story with you that beautifully captures this theme. In his book, Finishing Strong, author Steve Farrar tells a story about Billy Graham. Yes, the great evangelist who preached to millions across the world. Near the end of his life, Billy Graham was once asked what he wanted people to say about him after he was gone. You know what he said? He didn't talk about fame or numbers or achievements. He simply said, I want people to say that I was faithful, that I finished well. And indeed, he did. He lived with humility, integrity, and consistency to the end. That's what it means to finish well, staying faithful to God's calling, no matter the seasons, no matter the challenges. Friends, starting is easy. Anyone can start a race. But finishing well, that's where the test is. Maybe you started something this year. A dream, a business, a calling, or even your walk with God, with great excitement. But now things feel tough. You're tired. You're wondering, will I make it to the finish line? Let me encourage you today. Yes, you can. Philippians 1 verse 6 says, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. God doesn't just start things, he finishes them. And if he started with you, he'll give you the grace to finish well. Can I ask you this morning, what's your focus? Are you just trying to run fast or are you running to finish? Because sometimes we run so fast we forget why we're running. The goal is not just speed, it's faithfulness. It's not about who gets there first. It's about who stays the course. So don't compare your journey with others. Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. You have your own lane. Your finish line is unique. Stay focused. Stay faithful. Are you tired today? Do you feel like giving up? Maybe in your faith, in your marriage, your business, your calling. Take heart. Beloved, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. God is your strength. You're not running alone. So here's something I want you to think about today. What does finishing well mean to me personally? In what area of my life am I struggling to stay faithful? What can I do today to realign with God's purpose for my life? Take a moment today. Pause, reflect, pray, and ask God for grace to finish well. Your action point for today is simple. Make a fresh commitment before God. Lord, I want to finish well. Help me to stay faithful in every area of my life. Then take one practical step. Maybe restart that prayer life, rekindle that passion, or reach out to someone you need to forgive. Whatever it is, take the step. Every small step in faith leads to a great finish. In conclusion, my friend, life is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And you're not running alone. The author of your story is also the finisher, Hebrews 12 verse 2. So keep going, keep trusting, keep your eyes on Jesus. You will finish well in Jesus' name. Now, let's make our declaration of faith together as we step into our day. Say it with me. Today, I receive grace to stay faithful. I run my race with strength, endurance, and joy. I will not give up. I will not lose focus. The Lord is my strength, and I will finish well. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for reminding us that you are the author and finisher of our faith. I pray for everyone listening right now. Lord, strengthen their hands, renew their passion, restore their hope. Help them stay faithful, and at the end, may they boldly say like Paul, I have finished my race, I have kept the faith. Bless their day, guide their steps, and let them walk in victory and peace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, share it with a friend or family member. Let's keep spreading the light. And remember, whatever you do today, do it with the goal of finishing well. I'm your host, reminding you that in Christ, every day is a winning day. See you tomorrow and stay blessed.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.